Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
The guy that I almost kind of liked a little bit more than Aranda right now, Cameron Meisner. Cameron Meisner is going ballistic. I think he's locked himself into a position for the rest of the season, except you've got platoon stuff. He is a lefty. He doesn't hit lefties super well, though he has hit a homer against lefties. He is barreling. He is hitting the ball super hard. He is not striking out. He's at a 395 average with an expected average over 300. Three homers, a stolen base, and he's being put again in one of those prime positions versus the guy that is also in a strong side platoon. But it's the best, and I talked about him all preseason long, Pavin Effin Smith, who this list three homers, I don't know if that counts the one he hit today. I think it does. Hitting over 400. Almost a 500 OBP. He's hitting the ball harder. He's barreling, but he's striking out a lot. But he looks like he has become exactly what we talked about in the preseason. He is their new version of Jock Peterson. He is hitting the crap out of the ball, and they're hitting him three. They hit him three in a lot of spots. Yeah. So these guys are massively under-owned. Pavin Smith specifically. So who would you rather have, Cameron Meisner or Pavin Smith?
I don't think there's a wrong answer here. I'll just start out by saying that, right? Like, Pavin has been incredible. But we talked about BABIP in the last debate. Do you know what? Just take a crack at what the BABIP is for Pavin Smith on the season.
I don't think I've looked. It's got to probably be high. I'm not going to look. I was about to look at pitch type. Let's say it's like 380.
600. And that doesn't count today, because in it today it was, you know,
it's 615.
615 on his BABIP. So that is obviously not going to stay happening. And he's striking out a bunch.
Like a lot.
34%. His career is 21%. So I'm a little afraid of the fallback for Pavin and how bad is it. And he's a platoon guy, so, you know, does he start getting sit when it comes back down, right? Meisner is not striking out. Is 16.3%, 6.1 walk, and his BABIP is high too. It's 412, so it's still very, very high. Probably a little bit higher than that because he's already 1-for-1 today. But he is not striking out nearly as much. I guess my one question with Meisner is what happens when Josh Lowe comes back, right? Is Meisner pushed out or is it?
No, Mangum is out. Meisner is hitting at the level. Yeah, he doesn't lose a job right now. But they got Chandler Simpson in the wings too.
But does he move down in the lineup, right? Does he move down in the lineup where Mangum is now? And 412 BABIP, that's going to slow down as well. So I think both these guys are going to slow down and come back down to earth. I think I want Pavin just because I feel like, you know, going into the season, we wanted Pavin a little bit more, but I acknowledge that Meisner is absolutely crushing it, right? I think he's the better play now, but for the season, I want Pavin.
I'm with you. We're homers. It's going to be a tough one to go against, but I'm very pro Cameron Meisner. I think the only thing that I hold back on is like, so you look at Pavin Smith and you go, okay, well, you know, he's 600 BABIP, like that's ridiculous and stuff like that. But he is being put in a position where he will primarily be on his strong side. He's only going to hit against the people that he destroys. And guess what? He's destroying them right now. So he might run higher BABIPs. It is weird, though, 18 strikeouts against righties right now, which it's not. He's literally only had two at bats versus lefties. He's done nothing. He's just being more aggressive, but he's, I guess what I'm getting at is like, he's not put in a position where it's like, oh, here's this, you know, he really struggles against lefties and that might put him in a bat. Nope. He's out of the game. He's gone. Like, take him out. Like, he will only do this. And I think Jock Peterson was kind of a proof of that, that I'm going to go with Pavin. Pavin's getting three for the Diamondbacks with Corbin. If you have Pavin with Ketel Marte and Corbin Carroll, my two best friends, hitting in front of him, there are run opportunities left and right, and he will always be on the
strong side. And Naylor behind him, who's starting to hit bombs now. He's up to four. Dude.
Yeah, you're going. Yeah, I mean, against righties at this point, you know, Pavin might, you might put Pavin at four with Naylor at three. So I'm just going to say this is Pavin, but Cameron Meisner, five outfielder leagues, does deserve to be picked up for sure. All right, a couple more here. This is a weird one. Gavin Williams, who was the talk of spring training, has not had a good go so far. Last game, walks are back into it, but everybody wanted to own him. But there hasn't been a game that we can really like go and reach back and be like, oh, okay, you know, like things are getting kind of better. We're going to pair him up against Hayden Wisniewski, who does have, like, he's got an inflated ERA. And I think it was because of, I'm looking at the game log. I think it was because of one out. No, I guess it's kind of spread around, but he hasn't given up more than three earned runs across his three starts. But he's had some bigger strikeout games. He's not walking a ton. His expected ERA is down into the 3.5 range. His 30% strikeout rate with a 4% walk rate versus Gavin Williams, who actually has a worse expected ERA. His ERA is 4.58. It's over five. His strikeouts are the lowest of his career, and he's walking over 12% of the time. But he looks so good in the spring. Everybody was all in on the pitch mix changes. Who would you rather, Gavin Williams, that he's going to turn this around after the four starts, or Hayden Wisniewski, who is showing some signs, if at worst, to be a pretty big strikeout option without walking a whole lot of guys for this Astros team?
Yeah, it's Wisniewski for me. And it's just, you know, I love what Gavin Williams did in spring training, and I think that he definitely can, you know, come back to doing that at some point here. But he's not doing it right now, and Wisniewski is. And I don't think Gavin Williams is so out and far ahead of Wisniewski to where we can ignore what Wisniewski is doing. And like you said, Gavin Williams, Sierra is worse than his XFIP is, and Sierra right in line with his ERA. His ERA is 4.58, Sierra 4.45, XFIP 4.30. He's walking guys at 12% right now. You know, the walk rate is 4.4% for Wisniewski. The strikeout rate is 30%. For Wisniewski, he's just the better pitcher right now, so it's hard to not take him. And, you know, this isn't a brand name. Gavin Williams is great, but he's not a guy that I think, well, I have to keep him over Wisniewski.
I find this one kind of difficult, but I'm also going to go with Wisniewski. I thought you might go with Gavin Williams on this one, but I'm really encouraged by the strikeout walk rate, more run support for more wins. ERA looks like it's moving in the right direction. The walk rate for Gavin Williams seems to be in a really, really bad spot right now. And I do wonder if he's going to be a little bit under the fire right now. There's some strikeout potential there for sure, but Wisniewski is on good of an offense as there is. And I'm going to go on that side, especially because of the low walk rates. Like, give me low walks with high strikeouts. Why it was like Spencer Schwellenbach, you fall in love with him. I'm going to go with Wisniewski on that one. Two more. This is struggle versus struggle. Riley Green. A lot of people have been wanting all of us to talk about Riley Green. He's hitting 206 with three. So three homers, good. 206, not good. Traditionally, pretty big hard hit guy, barrel rate guy. This year, barrel is cut in half. It's the lowest of his career so far, 7.9. Hard hit is okay. Expected batting average is disastrous. And maybe the most concerning, 42% strikeout rate right now. Very early, blah, 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 sample sizes. But it's a horrifically bad chase rate. It's a bad whiff rate and the worst K percentage. It's the top percentile. By the way, he doesn't walk either. It's down to 4%. Not walking, striking out more. It's a disaster. Should we be worried? And who do you want, him or another struggling player, Luis Robert? Luis Robert's hitting just 136 right now, but he's got six stolen bases and a homer. His Ks are actually down. His walks are actually up. He's barreling 10% of the time, which is higher than last year, but his overall hard hits down, his average exit velocity is way down, and he is not hitting any of that sweet spot stuff. XBA is in the 216s, which is better than where he's at, but it's still showing a pretty indifferent profile. Both these guys are taken around the same general spot. Riley Green, Luis Robert, who do you want?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a...
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4. Let's start with Welsh. Who do you want, Welshy, between these two guys? You can answer this one first. I've been answering all these first.
Okay. I think I am a Luis Robert on this one. Robert is, from a batting average standpoint, way more piss poor right now. You know, hitting, what was it, only 136 or whatever I said.
43, yeah.
But he does have a 175 BABIP. So, you know, there's definitely some unluckiness that's going on there. There's about 100-point differential in his favor, but it's still like a bad one. But he's really hyper-aggressive on stolen bases. There is still a lot of the profile that we know, and I think he's going to get traded. He's walking more as well. I think we're just a few other changes away from him getting back to what we know. But unfortunately, I think what we know is him being at best a 240 hitter. Riley Green, on the other hand, we've seen him be a much better average hitter. With that average comes some solid power, but he's already got a 300 BABIP. The strikeouts are really bad. I'm open to this being an anomaly and that he's going to right the ship and stuff like that, because he was a 26% K percentage guy. He had cut it 3 straight years, but everything looks really, really bad right now. He's not seeing the ball well. And I just think Robert is in a position where he's going to level out sooner. He's got the stolen bases, and I think he's going to get traded. I'm going to go with Robert here.
Let me ask you this, because I'm with you. I think it's Lou Bob for a lot of the reasons you said, particularly the BABIP is fine for Riley Green and he's striking out a ton. So nothing is really coming together for him right now. So it's going to take a lot more than just, you know, a couple good games to get for him to get heated up, it looks like. So I think I'm with you on Lou Bob. Are you buying these guys in their slump right now, or are you just kind of saying, I don't know, let's just leave them alone right now because they're not good? And if you're going to make a deal, just wait a little bit, because there's a lot of stench coming off both of them right now.
I'm not really interested in Riley Green right now. I think that offense is pretty cool. You know, you got strong side, but like Kerry Carpenter, you got Torque kind of bouncing back. Like, there's dudes, there's some fun stuff in there. But I also do believe that Riley Green definitely can't. I would not be one to be like, Riley Green is cooked and you should cut him and stuff like that. But it's like, where do you go from here? Your strikeout rate is really, really bad. You're not having like a lot of like bad luck taking away. You're just striking out like crazy. You're not walking. You're not making really good hitting decisions. Where Robert, I think, like I said, I think the timeline's a little bit closer, and I think he's going to get traded. Like, the whole team context is going to end soon. He's going to get traded this year. There's almost no question. They just cut talks like a week ago with the Dodgers. So you go and put him in a better environment. I think Robert is definitely one of those dudes who's kind of sluggy playing with the White Sox. He goes and gets traded to the Braves or the Dodgers. I think he'll play up, which is super annoying and stupid. I don't think Riley Green's like that. I'm going to go with Luis Robert. I'm a buy on Luis Robert. All right, sure. Final one. This might not even put you to the test at all. The hottest hitter in all of baseball is Tyler Soderstrom. He leads the majors, leads everybody in homers with 9 homers. He hit one today. He has tied last year's home run total in 73 at-bats. He is the destroyer of worlds. He's also hitting in a very nice environment, and the profile just looks great. He's cut his strikeouts way down. He's walking, he's barreling, he's hitting it hard. His slug is way up. His WOBA's top 3% in the league. He's getting the ball in the air more. He has completely transformed as a hitter. But what level do you buy that with him? let's go against one of our favorite guys to draft. He was a top 75 guy. The environment looked incredible, and he is struggling worse than anybody, Christian Walker. I think on the onset, people would be like, oh yeah, screw it. You know, get rid of Walker for Soderstrom. But if you really think long-term here, it makes it tougher. Everything has been bad for Walker. He's hitting 154. He's got one homer. He's striking out more, but everything else is about in line. He's hitting the ball as hard. He's walking. He's barreling. XBA shows a decent amount of improvement. It's still not enough, but like, he's going to get there. But is it enough that he's going to get there that you would say it is Christian Walker over Tyler? So really, this is, will Christian Walker return to form versus is Tyler Soderstrom going to come back down to earth?
From April 17th to the end of the season, I would still take Christian Walker. And the reason I say that is because we've seen Christian Walker do this before. Look at his, I think, go back to his 2023 season where he's up and down and up and down. It's like every other month he's good. He gets in these prolonged funks. And when he comes out of it, he heats up to do what Soderstrom is doing right now. Now, I'll say this for Soderstrom. Not only is he good right now, but he also finished off the season last year very well. Hit better, had, with that hitting better, he's added power to it this year. So I don't dislike Soderstrom by any stretch of the imagination. I think he's good, and I think this turnaround, while not at this level, is probably for real and could be somewhat sustainable. But it's Christian Walker for me still. I'm not going to dump him because of, you know, 17 bad games or whatever. So I've seen it before from him. He's adjusting to a new league and new pitching and a new home and all that crap. So give me Christian.
I feel pretty confident that Christian Walker is going to have that bounce back season. Now, like, is he going to break his 2023? Is he going to go over 33 homers? Like, I don't know. Like, that might not happen, but can he get back to being a 250 hitter? Can he hit 25 to 30 homers? Yeah, I do think that is a possibility. But it might surprise you that I just don't think it matters, because I don't think Tyler Soderstrom is going to level out to a space where he's going to be cuttable. It is only 17 games into April, so many things can change. But I think this is at a level of like, maybe they will be even the rest of the way, but what would not be worth kind of keeping with Tyler Soderstrom? He barreled the ball a bunch last year. I use obviously barreling a ton and in kind of like my breakdown of like what big power hitters can be. He barrels and he has the hard hit rate. I love that. XBA is supporting his average, literally almost verbatim. I love that. But the things that really stand out to me, average exit velocity is up a full mile per hour. So he is hitting the ball harder, even though we know it's 50% on average. He's getting the ball up 4 degrees more. Why does it matter? Because that ballpark, dude, it's a top six, I think, left-handed ballpark factor for home runs in baseball. You got the summer months coming, and he's striking out less. He's just making better decisions, which he wasn't doing in the past. Last year, he only hit fastballs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
That's it. 315 against fastballs. He was under 200 against breaking and off speed. This year, not only is he over 200 against all pitch types, breaking pitches, he's hitting 286 expected, better. He's hitting .214 against off speed, expected better. I just think Tyler Soderstrom's hitting profile has leveled out to a point that I think it's tough to like drop Christian Walker for him. I'm going to take Tyler Soderstrom because I think he has such a big lead that I don't think he's going to kind of come back down too far from. I think he's going to hit 30 homers. I think these guys are going to look similar. I am my own surprise going to go with Soderstrom here.
Feels gross. You have wanted to hate Christian Walker for a very long time. And this being him being off the D-backs and struggling has allowed you to finally do it.
The World Series run really made me mad about Christian Walker.
This is anti-Christian propaganda from the Welsh, just like we always anti-Christian Walker.
Yeah, thank you. Be very careful about how you do that.
By the way,
I did hurt him.
From our friend Jesse, it's very important. It says, did Cattell think the Welsh was a former MLB player?
Guaranteed, 100%. He saw my figure and he was like, baseball player. I mean, maybe the big dumper or whatever. Is that Cal Rally that gained 70 pounds?
Did you see him dump someone on the big screen?
Yeah, they do that. I kind of feel like his personality does fit that. Like he's literally like dumping relationships. I hope they're all fake, because that's a pretty brutal thing to do. But you know what? Isn't it very depressing in Seattle with like there's no sun and stuff and everyone's very upset? Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break. We come back. We got a couple voicemails and you guys are trying to keep that alive and a few on the mailbag. We'll do it right after this.
It's In This League. Horseboom. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Right now, so leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners, leaving messages stupid.
Kurt Cobain. He goes Kurt Cobain to make an example of Seattle. Thank you. We all know what that means. It's the same line that we say Carlos Carrasco. We know what you're talking about. Voicemails at inthisleague.com. Inthisleague@gmail.com is where you can send in the voicemail 60 seconds or less. We also have a Patreon post where we're asking for questions. I'll give it another week. I don't think the turnout was enough to be like, oh, it's back. We had three voicemails, literally one of like, I just don't want it to go away. And we only had a couple of questions. Again, my stance is always this. If you guys don't like it, then we don't have to do it. That's the whole point. So don't send it in if you don't like it. If you do interact, it's still on probation for next week. So I just want you guys to know that probation continues, but let's get a couple of these voicemails in here. And then we got a couple questions here. So first one up, let's go to Rob. I think Rob literally said, I just want things to stick around. Save the voicemails.
Hey guys, it's LT Rob G. Just trying to do my part to save the voicemail segment. I want to present to you a scenario. One of the people in my league who's new to fantasy baseball suddenly dropped a few players like Corbin Burns, Anthony Volpe, Pablo Lopez, seemingly to pick up some immediately hot players, say like Kyren Paris or Michael Busch. Obviously, we know that's not the way that you necessarily play. I mean, you can play it that way, but obviously knowing that the idea of fantasy is for it to be fun, I'm just curious what you guys think about how you would go about bringing this up to them. I'm just trying not to discourage a new player. And then I had another question relating to that, looking closer at one of those individuals. Would you start Corbin Burns against the Cubs this Friday, or would you bench him? Hey guys, it's LT.
Hey, what was his question? I'm sorry. I have the craziest story to tell you about here. Okay,
New guy in the league. First time he's ever played fantasy baseball.
All right.
He dropped a bunch of cold players like Corbin Burns for some of the hot guys. And it's he's asking, how do you go about telling this guy, like, you know, what the hell are you doing, basically? So I don't know, like, as the commissioner, maybe sometimes if it's the very first and it's, you know, a friend league, not like a, you know, money on the line, cutthroat, everyone's a jerk league, then maybe you give the dude a mulligan and, you know, swap his players.
Well, yeah, that happened like 9 years ago. Remember, but it was like a paid league where it was.
It wasn't. People didn't like it. So,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
Someone's got to sit him down and say, hey,
listen.
He's
also going to learn.
Yeah, but you got to do one round of it. You put the players back. This is just our take on it. If you want... By the way, if you just want to let him sink. He'll never play fantasy baseball again. He'll hate it. And I think it's bad for the league if someone goes and cuts like Corbin Burns, Chris Sale, blah, blah, blah. You'd sit down and just go, hey, listen, just, you know, what you need to know is you want to give this a little bit of time. Guys that you drafted in the first, like, let's say 7 rounds, you should maybe
Baseball's
give a month.
More of a decision.
Yeah. I remember in my world of risk bucks a long time ago, I was like, what you should potentially look at doing is like, you drafted a guy in the first 6 to 8 rounds. I want to give them a month before I do anything. And then guys that are outside the top 100, give them like at least 2 weeks and try to have some type of a rhythm to it. That's just the advice. If you want someone to stick around and learn and be better, you should do something like that and not let them destroy the team. But at the end of the day, you know, there are definitely jerk offs out there that we've played with that are just like, I don't care. I paid the money. I can think of them right now. I just let them sink and who cares? And this isn't fair to us. And it's like, okay, if you play with those people, I think they're already not making it fun, but that would be my advice to it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything very different. You know, if it's cool with the league, help the guy out. If not, you know, let him flounder. He'll learn.
We believe baseball's all the fantasy is supposed to be fun. So like try to keep some fun in it. So everyone can play. What was the second question? I'll tell you why I got so distracted. Do you remember, or I'll just replay it.
Against the Cubs.
Corbin Burns against the Cubs. I think you drafted him so high. I'm rolling him out there most starts anyway. But the Cubs are scoring runs hand over fist. He's struggling. So I get it. If you want to bench him, I completely understand that. But I think I'm rolling him out.
I guess I don't feel super good about it until he gets his stuff figured out. But yeah, kind of like you said, unless I'm like hugging ratios and stuff. I got so distracted because Arico sent me this. So yesterday we bet against, I always bet against Patrick Corbin. That's always, that's like a rule.
Good way to make money.
Yeah, it's a good way to, well, essentially it's a good way to make money. So yesterday I was like, oh, overruns, Mike Trout, none of that happened. Patrick Corbin looked like Clayton Kershaw. He looked incredible. Well, Arico has this quote saying, beyond parity, we were betting against Peter Parker. This note from John Boy, Patrick Corbin almost missed his start last night after being suspected of being bit by a venomous spider. He was hardly able to walk in the clubhouse and he went out and pitched like that because he got bit by a goddamn spider.
What spider bit him that's that poisonous? I've been bit by a black widow.
Well, brown recluse, but that I think would put you in the hospital.
Eating the skin off of your body. So it's probably a black widow. It sucks. I can tell you when I got bit by the black widow, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was an ant because I'm allergic to ants and it was kind of itchy and stuff. And I kept scratching it. It got to the point. It was so puffy and gross and all of that gross. I could feel it was right by my elbow. I could feel it by my elbow during every heartbeat. That's how much it sucked. It was terrible. I went to urgent care the next day. They drained it and we got all the poison out. It was disgusting. It sucked.
Something about being drained.
Pretty awful.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, apparently he might have superhuman powers now. So if he starts throwing new pitches that he can zip right back to him, like he's not even a catcher
he's
anymore.
Throw the ball into the mitt and then just bring it right back with his web.
100%. And then just a bunch of redheads are going to all be in the stadium. And he's like, MJ. I don't know, but he got bit by a spider and that weirded me out. So apologies for getting distracted on that. It was super weird. We'll do the barrel report in a second. We got Trent's in the house, and we got background noise, so I'm excited.
What's up, fellas? Hope you guys are doing well. I do apologize for the background noise. It's the only time I had to record, so bear with me. I'll try to be a little louder. What do you guys think about old Bubba Chandler? Is he worth a stash even in a league as shallow as a 10-team head-to-head categories league? The only...
Like he's falling out of a plane.
It sounds like he's calling from Antarctica.
We literally can point out it. I know it. You can't hear. We can hear you. So don't yell next time.
The guy I can really drop would probably be Christopher Sanchez. My team is pretty stacked.
No.
But we do have categories with quality starts and wins. My only other options might be I've got Jordan Westberg and Christian Campbell rotating at second base. Also have Nick Kurtz stashed at the moment. I appreciate the help, fellas. Also, if you guys could send a little of NL West good juju out this way to my Bravos. We suck.
Well, you got it. You got Strider back. That's your juju. And you got Acuna coming back. So there you go. So
you know what he sounds like? You probably aren't as familiar with this as I have gotten in the last couple of years. But when they send a guy out in the hurricane to start talking,
wind's
over here. That, you know, he has to scream into the microphone.
Thanks, Bob.
Trent kind of sounded like that there. So I like it. Keep sending us these weird ones in the background. I love it. It sounds like you're
Do not cut Christopher Sanchez for Bubba Chandler. Also, you like quality starts and stuff. Sanchez is going to go deep. Bubba is not. I like Bubba Chandler. You don't have anybody you can cut for him, unfortunately.
I don't think so either. What about Kurtz? Can't do it.
Cut Kurtz for Bubba?
Yeah, I mean,
no.
If he's okay, okay. If he's okay at first, though.
Yeah, but Kurtz is going to be up like in the next day or two. Bubba might be up next week. It could be still another week. No, I'm on Kurtz. He's my number one redraft prospect to pick up right now. I'd rather have Sanchez, rather have Campbell. Just couldn't do it. Very good question, but I could not do it. We got the Barrow Report, and then we'll do a couple emails that were in here. Barrow Report. He also said, by the way, he was driving. He was in a 2000. I don't know if this is his, but a 2001 Toyota Echo. Humble brag.
All right, nice.
Was where he was from the voicemail last week. So.
Do you smell what the Barrow Report is cooking? It's time for the Barrow Report WrestleMania edition.
God, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is coming up this weekend.
Oh, is it?
And I was just wondering, I know you guys aren't too into the wrestling, but who is on your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers?
That's a good question. Yeah, we used to be big wrestling. I used to be really big wrestling. Even in Dunder Bogman e-wrestling.
At Aliciousness.
But I don't know a lot of the characters anymore. My Mount Rushmore would be you gotta put Hogan on there.
Do you?
You gotta put Stone Cold on there. Well, okay. I guess if you're doing your favorites. Okay, well, let's do our favorites then. I'll do Stone Cold. I love Mankind. Okay, Stone Cold, Rock, Mankind, and Sting. Those were probably like my top. I love Rob Van Dam and ECW back in the day. But those would probably be my favorite. Sting was my favorite wrestler growing up. I love the Crow Sting and stuff. Rock was the best. Cactus Jack, Mick Foley was the bomb. And Stone Cold was, that would be the Mount Rushmore. But if you were talking like wrestling lore, I also love Triple H. Damn it, that's tough too.
Well, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels.
How is that? You love Shawn Michaels. Okay, so then what's your Mount Rushmore?
I would probably go Stone Cold, Undertaker, Triple H, and The Rock.
Who do I kick off for Triple H, though? Do I kick off Mick Foley? You know what? I'm going to have to kick off Mick because I love Triple H is like the best villain at that time.
I should have Mick Foley because I look like the, you know, short version of him.
I met Mick Foley when he wrote that book. You know where you went out to? Westworld. Remember Westworld? It's an old cowboy town out here in Phoenix. It actually moved now, but it's where we spent like whatever reason. We're the dumbest. This is what high school was like in Phoenix. Yeah, it was the bowling alley for Cosmic Bowling and going to Westworld, which is this cowboy town.
You didn't have the internet.
Yeah, we didn't have the internet at the time. And he was a which is so old to sound, but he did a book signing there and I had just like got that book and I went out there and met him. But yeah, I'll go Rock, Triple H, Stone Cold, and Sting is my big four.
I like
Triple H is the best. All right, what else?
I would go Sting.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt boss.
Stone Cold.
Oh.
Triple H.
Oh.
And John Cena.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. I never liked John Cena, so it didn't matter to me.
We were getting out when John Cena was going in, I feel like.
Yeah, but also, like, everyone's like, oh, my God, he turned heel. I was like,
we also went to high school with every John Cena.
I've also had a, like,
sorry.
I had a couple of friends, too, that have met him, and they're like, he's a dick. So I was like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that's true.
Bad experiences. Multiple people had bad experiences around John Cena.
Yeah, so more make-a-wish visits than any human being ever. It seems pretty nice.
They weren't, I mean, maybe they were a little make-a-wish, but they weren't make-a-wish, so that might have been the problem. Why?
I think I know who one of them is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's some baseball. Rest of season in an OBP league, who would you rather have? Max Muncy or Jake Berger?
Probably Muncy. OBP. I like Berger above Muncy, but OBP is Muncy.
I know. I still want to say Berger. I hate Muncy.
Okay.
And what do you guys know about this Landon Roop guy from San Francisco? Can he turn himself into a solid pitcher by the end of the year? All right.
All right. It just stopped. It actually did out there. Rop. 4.80 ERA, 2.53 expected ERA, sexy. 2.5 barrel against, even sexier. 29% strikeout rate. He's a little walky right now, which is
won great. That job out of spring training, though. Like, big spring training falls
over Hayden
year.
Birdsong, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to see where the walks go. The most interesting thing is he's got this really great profile of his sinker changeup, which he's going to be able to turn velocities on. I just did this with somebody and I was like, this is really cool because he throws his sinker at 93 and his changeup at 87. So those have differing, differing velos, but it's the same movement profile. And then he just drops this absolutely disgusting, disgusting curveball that's just got tons of side movement on it. I think there's something real there, but it's going to get killed if he doesn't stop the walk. So I don't know what's going to end up happening with that, but huge, huge curveball, whiff percentage and changeup. Sinker's going to get some, hopefully a little bit more ground balls. I think this is a dude to watch. Definitely. Especially if the sinker percentage goes up because he is getting guys pulling the ball on him a ton.
Do you think, is this a guy that can go more than 3 starts that are rough without getting replaced though?
Oh, see, that's a good question because they could put Birdsong back in. They got Carson Wisenhunt who's doing good. I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say 4 is the limit. So I'm down with him. I'm down with him in deeper leagues. That's a very, very good question. All right. A couple other things that popped up. We have the secretive Grim Reaper. This is the Grim Reaper ITL person. They are a mystery person. They will not let us know who they are, but they always show little signs. Here's the email. My condolences to all the ITL Army members owning Justin Steele. He said, sometimes it's your time. I think the Grim Reaper came for him. My minor league victim of the week is Cooper Jerpy. Tommy John Welsh is like 340th prospect and falling. I've never really liked him. I am also buying busy taking out middle infielders. Adios Cattell, Jake Cronenworth, Mason Wynn, CJ Abrams, and Matt McClain. Though McClain is already back. Cattell and Cronenworth are working back. So Reaper, stop being mean, but it's not all bad news. Zach Neto should be up by this pod's airing, likely, maybe. And old pitchers such as Kershaw and Brendan Woodruff have started their rehab assignments. Always a pleasure, never a chore, Grim Reaper. So Grim Reaper, well, here's what we're going to need for you. Tell us who your next victims are. We see who you're taking out. Why don't you claim some victims in the next ones and also give us little hints at who you are? I still don't understand why this person doesn't want to be heard.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But they're an ITL Army member because they keep citing things that they have access to. So that actually eliminates two people I thought it could have been.
That eliminates a bunch of people.
It's someone who doesn't want to be heard, but also has insight.
Interesting.
It's probably just Jag just making a fake email account so he can. Jag cares about us more than anybody, so he just wants things to be good and partake. So it's probably Jag just being like awesome and wonderful. That's probably it, right?
Could be it. Yeah,
could be it. Okay, let me go to the Patreon post. We didn't have much there. So sad. Did I make the post? Oh yeah, here we go. I think we had like one. All right, here's one. David F. got the number one waiver in my dynasty league. Is it better to grab Kurtz when he's called up or, oh no, that's from like a while ago. I think I went to the wrong one.
Jeez.
It is better to go Kurtz. And I said that a week ago, by the way. So I want to point that out that I said it. Oh, here we go. Oh, there's a couple in here. Kenneth, what the F do I do with Bobby Miller? You cut him. I've already said that. He's got lots of stuff in here. It's a dynasty. If there's anybody else better, cut him. It is a 16 team, 15 minor league spots. I think the answer is to hold and not expect anything out of him this year, but man, this is disappointing. Yeah, dude. I really think he needs a transition to a bullpen spot. He's young enough and with good stuff that if you have the ability to hold, I think that's fine. But also if just somebody popped up that was really cool, I would cut him. Did you seem like you might want to hold him a little bit?
No,
that was a Rico today. He didn't really want to do.
No, I would cut him. I mean, I think it kind of sucks to cut a guy after one start, but he looks so bad. They have so many other options. He is clearly a guy that's suited for the bullpen. There's just too many outs for him to keep struggling and stay. So I don't know. I don't know what the leash is going to look like for him at all. So pass.
Andrew said, what should we make of Christian Walker's start? I think we kind of talked about that. I think it's going to bounce back.
I think so too. It sucks when a guy starts out this cold, especially like the rest of the Astros are starting to heat up a little bit and he's still ice cold, but he's done this in his career before. So I'm not too worried about it, but if it gets into like the beginning of May and he's still not hitting 200, then I'm starting to worry.
Interesting question from Christian. I'm going to kind of switch what he did because he asked two questions. He was like, thoughts on Gabriel Arias? And then is Luis Angel Acuña a viable fantasy guy as he's getting more playing time?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Jeez.
It is better to go Kurtz. And I said that a week ago, by the way. So I want to point that out that I said it. Oh, here we go. Oh, there's a couple in here. Kenneth, what the F do I do with Bobby Miller? You cut him. I've already said that. He's got lots of stuff in here. It's a dynasty. If there's anybody else better, cut him. It is a 16 team, 15 minor league spots. I think the answer is to hold and not expect anything out of him this year, but man, this is disappointing. Yeah, dude. I really think he needs a transition to a bullpen spot. He's young enough and with good stuff that if you have the ability to hold, I think that's fine. But also if just somebody popped up that was really cool, I would cut him. Did you seem like you might want to hold him a little bit?
No,
that was a Rico today. He didn't really want to do.
No, I would cut him. I mean, I think it kind of sucks to cut a guy after one start, but he looks so bad. They have so many other options. He is clearly a guy that's suited for the bullpen. There's just too many. There's too many outs for him to keep struggling and stay. So I don't know. I don't know what the leash is going to look like for him at all. So pass.
Andrew said, what should we make of Christian Walker's start? I think we kind of talked about that. I think we both, it's going to bounce back.
I think so too. It sucks when a guy starts out this cold, especially like the rest of the Astros are starting to heat up a little bit and he's still ice cold, but he's done this in his career before. So I'm not too worried about it, but if it gets into like the beginning of May and he's still not hitting 200, then I'm starting to worry.
Interesting question from Christian. I'm going to switch what he did because he asked two questions. He was like, thoughts on Gabriel Arias, and then is Luis Angel Acuña a viable fantasy guy as he's getting more playing time? So maybe we turn it into this because Arias is getting those second base looks. Arias or Luis Angel Acuña? Luis Angel Acuña, 263 average, 5 stolen bases, 38 plate appearances. Gabriel Arias is closing in on 60. He's got 4 homers and hitting 283. Who would you rather have?
I think I'd rather have Arias. But I think, aren't both these guys like in line to get replaced?
Well, I think Gabriel Arias will get replaced by Bezzana sometime in the future. Acuña could. The thing that makes me feel good about Acuña, 18% K percentage. But now I'm looking, I mean, there's just a really crappy hitting profile right now where Gabriel Arias is at least, he's striking the ball, 11% barrel, 48% hard hit, but he's striking out 30% of the time. I don't know, man. You want some homers, Arias, stolen bases, Acuña. I don't know if Acuña can stick around more than anybody, though. So, you know what? Answer is Gabriel Arias.
Yeah, McNeil could be up. You know, I don't how long is this oblique going to keep him out, right? So,
yeah.
I think it's Arias for now.
And then the last one, Jag just said he was just there. He just made a comment just so the Barrow report doesn't get canceled. There was a rumor. It felt like it might be looming just to let everybody know. But the very, very famous Jack Boyce made an appearance on one of my live streams. Live streams are a little bit in question. The second one this week, because Joe Pizzapia is in town. I might be doing some stuff with him tomorrow. So we'll see. But Jack made in the last stream he hung out kind of made it seem like there might be a parody song coming soon. So just be on the lookout for that we might get one of those. Definitely we'll be streaming next week. I think I haven't really made any plans to what to do, but Bogman and I were talking about doing a little pre-birthday stream where we can hang out, maybe do a little punishment wheel, watch some baseball. Look out for that Monday. We might be doing that. Go to InThisLeague.com if you want to check out the Patreon, get prep for next week as well. I'll have the sheet to start pitchers to pick up, prospects and all that. You just got to be a part of Patreon. Plus I'll have the Dynasty and Prospect update happening as well. Follow the Bogman at Bogman Sports, me at Is It the Welsh. And that's kind of it, guys. Might do a little home run. If Joe and I actually pull it off and do it, who's your bet? Let's say we get 20 pitches. Who's your bet for the winner of the home run derby?
I just hope everybody has fun.
Oh, everyone has a good, you can say Joe, if you think Joe's going to win it.
I have no idea. I honestly think
either one of us hit one out of a park.
This is what's going to happen. It's going to be close. Joe's going to win by one. He's going to talk about it way too much, and you're going to hate every photo that's taken of it.
I'm definitely that. The reason it might not even get the air is like me seeing a photo of myself. I'd be like, oh no, video. Video is even worse. We can clean up a little tell picture. We can't.
See, if I still live there, you guys would want me to do it, and I would show up like an hour late and be like, oh man, did I miss it?
Oh, sorry, guys. Whoops. Man. We'll see if
I guess cool. I'll only be here for margaritas then. That's tough.
We'll see if it happens. So, all right, there you guys go. Hopefully it helped you prep out for the week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back 2 episodes here over on Fantasy Pros all week, except for Friday of next week. Love you guys. Peace out.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.